The Concept of Law. By H.L.A. Hart. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Concept of Law, written by H.L.A. Hart, is a book that examines the nature of law and its role in society. Hart argues that law is a system of rules that are backed by the authority of the state. He further argues that law is a social phenomenon, and that it is not simply a matter of individual morality or conscience. Hart also examines the relationship between law and morality, and argues that while law and morality are related, they are distinct concepts. He also examines the role of the judiciary in the legal system, and argues that judges should be impartial and independent in their decision-making. Finally, Hart examines the concept of legal positivism, which is the idea that law is a set of rules that are created by the state and enforced by the state. He argues that legal positivism is an inadequate theory of law, and that it fails to account for the complexity of the legal system. Hart begins by examining the nature of law and its relationship to morality. He argues that law is a system of rules that are backed by the authority of the state, and that it is distinct from morality. He further argues that law is a social phenomenon, and that it is not simply a matter of individual morality or conscience. Hart also examines the relationship between law and morality, and argues that while law and morality are related, they are distinct concepts. He argues that law is a set of rules that are created by the state and enforced by the state, and that morality is a set of principles that are based on individual conscience and beliefs. Hart then examines the role of the judiciary in the legal system. He argues that judges should be impartial and independent in their decision-making, and that they should not be influenced by personal beliefs or biases. He also argues that judges should be guided by the rule of law, and that they should not be swayed by public opinion or political pressure. Finally, Hart examines the concept of legal positivism, which is the idea that law is a set of rules that are created by the state and enforced by the state. He argues that legal positivism is an inadequate theory of law, and that it fails to account for the complexity of the legal system. Overall, The Concept of Law is an important work that examines the nature of law and its role in society. Hart argues that law is a system of rules that are backed by the authority of the state, and that it is distinct from morality. He further argues that law is a social phenomenon, and that it is not simply a matter of individual morality or conscience. He also examines the role of the judiciary in the legal system, and argues that judges should be impartial and independent in their decision-making. Finally, Hart examines the concept of legal positivism, and argues that it is an inadequate theory of law. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The rule of recognition. This is the fundamental concept of law, which is a set of rules that are accepted as binding by the society. It is the basis for the recognition of laws and the enforcement of them. The rule of recognition is the fundamental concept of law, which is a set of rules that are accepted as binding by the society. It is the basis for the recognition of laws and the enforcement of them. This concept is essential for the functioning of a legal system, as it provides a standard for determining which laws are valid and which are not. The rule of recognition is based on the idea that laws must be accepted by the society in order to be valid. This means that the laws must be accepted by the majority of the people in the society, and must be consistent with the values and beliefs of the society. The rule of recognition is also important for the enforcement of laws. It provides a standard for determining which laws are enforceable and which are not. This means that the laws must be accepted by the majority of the people in the society, and must be consistent with the values and beliefs of the society. This concept is essential for the functioning of a legal system, as it provides a standard for determining which laws are valid and which are not. The rule of recognition is also important for the development of new laws. It provides a standard for determining which laws are necessary and which are not. This means that the laws must be accepted by the majority of the people in the society, and must be consistent with the values and beliefs of the society. This concept is essential for the functioning of a legal system, as it provides a standard for determining which laws are necessary and which are not. Main idea number two. The separation of law and morality. Hart argues that law and morality are distinct concepts, and that the law should not be used to enforce morality. In his book The Concept of Law, H.L.A. Hart argues that law and morality are distinct concepts, and that the law should not be used to enforce morality. Hart explains that law is a system of rules that are backed by the threat of sanctions, while morality is a system of beliefs and values that are based on personal conscience. He argues that the two should be kept separate, as the law should not be used to enforce morality, as this would be a violation of individual freedom. He believes that the law should be used to protect the rights of individuals, and that morality should be left to the individual's conscience. Hart also argues that the law should be based on principles of justice, fairness, and equality, and that it should be applied equally to all citizens. He believes that the law should be used to protect the rights of individuals, and that it should not be used to impose the values of one group on another. He argues that the law should be used to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and equally, regardless of their beliefs or values. Hart's argument for the separation of law and morality is an important one, as it highlights the importance of individual freedom and the need to protect the rights of all citizens. It also emphasizes the importance of ensuring that the law is applied fairly and equally to all citizens, regardless of their beliefs or values. By keeping law and morality separate, Hart argues that individuals can be free to make their own decisions and to live their lives according to their own beliefs and values. Main idea number three. The nature of obligation. Hart argues that the obligation to obey the law is not based on moral considerations, but rather on the fact that the law is accepted as binding by the society. Hart argues that the nature of obligation to obey the law is not based on moral considerations, but rather on the fact that the law is accepted as binding by the society. He states that the law is accepted as binding because it is seen as a necessary part of a social order that is beneficial to the members of the society. This acceptance of the law is based on the fact that it is seen as a means of achieving a certain kind of social order, which is beneficial to the members of the society. Hart argues that this acceptance of the law is not based on any moral considerations, but rather on the fact that it is seen as a necessary part of a social order that is beneficial to the members of the society. Hart further argues that the obligation to obey the law is not based on any moral considerations, but rather on the fact that the law is accepted as binding by the society. He states that the law is accepted as binding because it is seen as a necessary part of a social order that is beneficial to the members of the society. This acceptance of the law is based on the fact that it is seen as a means of achieving a certain kind of social order, which is beneficial to the members of the society. Hart argues that this acceptance of the law is not based on any moral considerations, but rather on the fact that it is seen as a necessary part of a social order that is beneficial to the members of the society. Hart also argues that the obligation to obey the law is not based on any moral considerations, but rather on the fact that the law is accepted as binding by the society. He states that the law is accepted as binding because it is seen as a necessary part of a social order that is beneficial to the members of the society. This acceptance of the law is based on the fact that it is seen as a means of achieving a certain kind of social order, which is beneficial to the members of the society. Hart argues that this acceptance of the law is not based on any moral considerations, but rather on the fact that it is seen as a necessary part of a social order that is beneficial to the members of the society. Main idea number four. The nature of legal sanctions. Hart argues that legal sanctions are necessary to ensure that people comply with the law, and that they should be proportionate to the seriousness of the offense. H.L.A. Hart argues that legal sanctions are necessary to ensure that people comply with the law. He believes that the severity of the sanction should be proportional to the seriousness of the offense. Hart argues that the law should be enforced in a way that is consistent with the values of the society, and that the punishment should be appropriate to the crime. He also believes that the law should be applied fairly and impartially, and that the punishment should be proportionate to the harm caused by the offense. Hart argues that legal sanctions should be used to deter people from committing offenses, and to encourage them to comply with the law. He believes that the law should be enforced in a way that is consistent with the values of the society, and that the punishment should be appropriate to the crime. He also believes that the law should be applied fairly and impartially, and that the punishment should be proportionate to the harm caused by the offense. Hart also argues that legal sanctions should be used to protect the public from harm and to ensure that people are held accountable for their actions. He believes that the law should be enforced in a way that is consistent with the values of the society, and that the punishment should be appropriate to the crime. He also believes that the law should be applied fairly and impartially, and that the punishment should be proportionate to the harm caused by the offense. Main idea number 5. The nature of legal rules. Hart argues that legal rules are not necessarily moral rules, and that they can be used to achieve a variety of goals. Hart argues that legal rules are not necessarily moral rules, and that they can be used to achieve a variety of goals. He states that legal rules are not necessarily based on moral principles, but rather on the interests of those in power. He further argues that legal rules are not necessarily just, and that they can be used to oppress or to benefit certain groups. He also suggests that legal rules can be used to promote social stability and order, and to protect the rights of individuals. Finally, Hart argues that legal rules can be used to promote economic efficiency and to facilitate the resolution of disputes. Hart's view of legal rules is that they are not necessarily moral rules, but rather are based on the interests of those in power. He suggests that legal rules can be used to promote social stability and order, and to protect the rights of individuals. He also argues that legal rules can be used to promote economic efficiency and to facilitate the resolution of disputes. He further suggests that legal rules can be used to oppress or to benefit certain groups, and that they are not necessarily just. In conclusion, Hart's view of legal rules is that they are not necessarily moral rules, but rather are based on the interests of those in power. He suggests that legal rules can be used to promote social stability and order, and to protect the rights of individuals. He also argues that legal rules can be used to promote economic efficiency and to facilitate the resolution of disputes. He further suggests that legal rules can be used to oppress or to benefit certain groups, and that they are not necessarily just. Main idea number 6. The nature of legal reasoning. Hart argues that legal reasoning is distinct from moral reasoning, and that it should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules. In his book The Concept of Law, H.L.A. Hart argues that legal reasoning is distinct from moral reasoning. He states that legal reasoning should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules, rather than on moral considerations. Hart believes that legal reasoning should be objective and impartial, and that it should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules. He argues that legal reasoning should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules, rather than on moral considerations. He believes that legal reasoning should be objective and impartial, and should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules. Hart further argues that legal reasoning should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules, rather than on moral considerations. He believes that legal reasoning should be objective and impartial, and should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules. He also believes that legal reasoning should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules, rather than on moral considerations. He argues that legal reasoning should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules, rather than on moral considerations. Hart also argues that legal reasoning should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules, rather than on moral considerations. He believes that legal reasoning should be objective and impartial, and should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules. He further argues that legal reasoning should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules, rather than on moral considerations. He believes that legal reasoning should be objective and impartial, and should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules. In conclusion, Hart argues that legal reasoning should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules, rather than on moral considerations. He believes that legal reasoning should be objective and impartial, and should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules. He further argues that legal reasoning should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules, rather than on moral considerations. He believes that legal reasoning should be objective and impartial, and should be based on the facts of the case and the applicable legal rules. Main idea number 7. The nature of judicial discretion. Hart argues that judicial discretion is necessary in order to ensure that the law is applied fairly and consistently. Hart argues that judicial discretion is necessary in order to ensure that the law is applied fairly and consistently. He explains that the law is often too general and abstract to be applied to every situation, and that judges must use their discretion to interpret the law in a way that is appropriate for the particular case. He also argues that judicial discretion is necessary to ensure that the law is applied in a way that is consistent with the values and principles of the society in which it is applied. He believes that judges should be allowed to use their discretion to interpret the law in a way that is consistent with the values and principles of the society, rather than simply applying the law in a mechanical and rigid manner. Hart also argues that judicial discretion is necessary to ensure that the law is applied in a way that is consistent with the values and principles of the society in which it is applied. He believes that judges should be allowed to use their discretion to interpret the law in a way that is consistent with the values and principles of the society, rather than simply applying the law in a mechanical and rigid manner. He argues that this allows judges to take into account the particular circumstances of the case, and to ensure that the law is applied in a way that is fair and just. Finally, Hart argues that judicial discretion is necessary to ensure that the law is applied in a way that is consistent with the values and principles of the society in which it is applied. He believes that judges should be allowed to use their discretion to interpret the law in a way that is consistent with the values and principles of the society, rather than simply applying the law in a mechanical and rigid manner. He argues that this allows judges to take into account the particular circumstances of the case, and to ensure that the law is applied in a way that is fair and just. Main idea number 8. The nature of legal change. Hart argues that legal change is necessary in order to keep the law up to date with changing social conditions. H.L.A. Hart argues that legal change is necessary in order to keep the law up to date with changing social conditions. He believes that the law must be able to adapt to changing circumstances in order to remain relevant and effective. Hart argues that legal change is not only necessary, but also desirable, as it allows the law to remain responsive to the needs of society. He believes that legal change should be based on principles of justice and fairness, and should be implemented in a way that is consistent with the values of the society in which it is applied. Hart also argues that legal change should be gradual and incremental, rather than abrupt and radical, in order to ensure that the law remains stable and predictable. Hart's view of legal change is based on the idea that the law should be a reflection of the values of the society in which it is applied. He believes that the law should be flexible enough to accommodate changing social conditions, while still maintaining its core principles of justice and fairness. Hart argues that legal change should be based on reasoned argument and evidence, rather than on arbitrary decisions or whims. He also believes that legal change should be implemented in a way that is consistent with the values of the society in which it is applied, and should be gradual and incremental, rather than abrupt and radical. Hart's view of legal change is an important contribution to the field of legal theory. His ideas have been influential in shaping the way that legal change is viewed and implemented in many countries around the world. His views on legal change have been widely accepted and adopted by legal scholars and practitioners alike, and have helped to shape the way that legal change is viewed and implemented in many countries around the world. Main idea number 9. The nature of legal interpretation. Hart argues that legal interpretation should be based on the text of the law and the intent of the legislature. In his book The Concept of Law, H.L.A. Hart argues that legal interpretation should be based on the text of the law and the intent of the legislature. He believes that the text of the law should be interpreted in its plain meaning, and that the intent of the legislature should be taken into account when interpreting the law. Hart argues that the text of the law should be interpreted in its plain meaning, and that the intent of the legislature should be taken into account when interpreting the law. He believes that the text of the law should be interpreted in its plain meaning, and that the intent of the legislature should be taken into account when interpreting the law. He also believes that the courts should consider the context in which the law was enacted, as well as the purpose of the law, when interpreting it. Hart argues that legal interpretation should be based on the text of the law and the intent of the legislature, and that the courts should consider the context in which the law was enacted, as well as the purpose of the law, when interpreting it. Hart believes that legal interpretation should be based on the text of the law and the intent of the legislature, and that the courts should consider the context in which the law was enacted, as well as the purpose of the law, when interpreting it. He argues that the courts should not interpret the law in a way that is contrary to the text of the law or the intent of the legislature. He also believes that the courts should not interpret the law in a way that is contrary to the public policy of the state or nation. Hart argues that legal interpretation should be based on the text of the law and the intent of the legislature, and that the courts should consider the context in which the law was enacted, as well as the purpose of the law, when interpreting it. Hart's view of legal interpretation is based on the idea that the law should be interpreted in a way that is consistent with the text of the law and the intent of the legislature. He believes that the courts should not interpret the law in a way that is contrary to the text of the law or the intent of the legislature. He also believes that the courts should not interpret the law in a way that is contrary to the public policy of the state or nation. Hart's view of legal interpretation is based on the idea that the law should be interpreted in a way that is consistent with the text of the law and the intent of the legislature, and that the courts should consider the context in which the law was enacted, as well as the purpose of the law, when interpreting it. Main idea number 10. The nature of legal authority. Hart argues that legal authority is based on the acceptance of the law by the society, and that it should be respected. H.L.A. Hart argues that legal authority is based on the acceptance of the law by the society, and that it should be respected. He states that the law is a set of rules that are accepted by the society, and that it is the duty of the citizens to obey the law. He further argues that the law is not just a set of rules, but also a system of values and principles that are accepted by the society. He believes that the law should be respected and followed, and that it should be seen as a source of authority and guidance. He also believes that the law should be seen as a source of justice and fairness, and that it should be used to protect the rights of individuals and to promote the common good. Hart also argues that legal authority is based on the idea of legitimacy. He states that the law should be seen as legitimate, and that it should be accepted by the society. He believes that the law should be seen as a source of order and stability, and that it should be respected and followed. He further argues that the law should be seen as a source of justice and fairness, and that it should be used to protect the rights of individuals and to promote the common good. He also believes that the law should be seen as a source of guidance and direction, and that it should be used to ensure that the society is functioning in a fair and just manner. In conclusion, Hart argues that legal authority is based on the acceptance of the law by the society, and that it should be respected. He believes that the law should be seen as a source of order and stability, and that it should be respected and followed. He also believes that the law should be seen as a source of justice and fairness, and that it should be used to protect the rights of individuals and to promote the common good. He further argues that the law should be seen as a source of guidance and direction, and that it should be used to ensure that the society is functioning in a fair and just manner. Main idea number 11. The nature of legal rights. Hart argues that legal rights are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. H.L.A. Hart argues that legal rights are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. He states that legal rights are not absolute, but rather are subject to the changing values of society. Hart believes that legal rights are not merely a matter of individual choice, but rather are based on the collective values of the society. He argues that legal rights are not merely a matter of individual autonomy, but rather are based on the collective values of the society. He further states that legal rights are not merely a matter of individual preference, but rather are based on the collective values of the society. Hart believes that legal rights are not merely a matter of individual will, but rather are based on the collective values of the society. He argues that legal rights are not merely a matter of individual power, but rather are based on the collective values of the society. He further states that legal rights are not merely a matter of individual discretion, but rather are based on the collective values of the society. Hart argues that legal rights are not merely a matter of individual liberty, but rather are based on the collective values of the society. He believes that legal rights are not merely a matter of individual authority, but rather are based on the collective values of the society. He further states that legal rights are not merely a matter of individual entitlement, but rather are based on the collective values of the society. In conclusion, Hart argues that legal rights are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. He believes that legal rights are not absolute, but rather are subject to the changing values of society. He further states that legal rights are not merely a matter of individual choice, power, discretion, will, liberty, authority, or entitlement, but rather are based on the collective values of the society. Main idea number 12. The nature of legal duties. Hart argues that legal duties are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. Hart argues that legal duties are based on the recognition of the law by the society. He states that the law is a set of rules that are accepted by the members of a society, and that these rules should be respected. He further argues that legal duties are not just a matter of following the law, but also of understanding the underlying principles of the law and the reasons why it is important to follow it. He believes that legal duties should be respected not only because they are the law, but also because they are based on the recognition of the law by the society. Hart also argues that legal duties should be respected because they are based on the recognition of the law by the society. He believes that the law is a set of rules that are accepted by the members of a society, and that these rules should be respected. He further argues that legal duties are not just a matter of following the law, but also of understanding the underlying principles of the law and the reasons why it is important to follow it. He believes that legal duties should be respected not only because they are the law, but also because they are based on the recognition of the law by the society. Hart's view of legal duties is based on the idea that the law is a set of rules that are accepted by the members of a society, and that these rules should be respected. He believes that legal duties should be respected not only because they are the law, but also because they are based on the recognition of the law by the society. He argues that legal duties are not just a matter of following the law, but also of understanding the underlying principles of the law and the reasons why it is important to follow it. He believes that legal duties should be respected not only because they are the law, but also because they are based on the recognition of the law by the society. Main idea number 13. The nature of legal liability. Hart argues that legal liability is based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that it should be respected. H.L.A. Hart argues that legal liability is based on the recognition of the law by the society. He states that the law is a set of rules that are accepted by the society, and that it should be respected. He further argues that legal liability is based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that it should be respected. Hart believes that legal liability is a necessary part of a functioning society, as it provides a way for individuals to be held accountable for their actions. He also believes that legal liability is a way for the law to be enforced, and that it should be respected by all members of society. Hart argues that legal liability is an important part of a functioning society, and that it should be respected and enforced. Hart also argues that legal liability is a way for the law to be enforced, and that it should be respected by all members of society. He believes that legal liability is a necessary part of a functioning society, as it provides a way for individuals to be held accountable for their actions. Hart further argues that legal liability is a way for the law to be enforced, and that it should be respected by all members of society. He believes that legal liability is an important part of a functioning society, and that it should be respected and enforced. In conclusion, Hart argues that legal liability is based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that it should be respected. He believes that legal liability is a necessary part of a functioning society, as it provides a way for individuals to be held accountable for their actions. He also believes that legal liability is a way for the law to be enforced, and that it should be respected by all members of society. Hart argues that legal liability is an important part of a functioning society, and that it should be respected and enforced. Main idea number 14. The nature of legal obligations. Hart argues that legal obligations are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. H.L.A. Hart argues that legal obligations are based on the recognition of the law by the society. He believes that legal obligations are not simply a matter of coercion, but rather a matter of respect for the law. According to Hart, legal obligations are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. He argues that legal obligations are not simply a matter of coercion, but rather a matter of respect for the law. Hart believes that legal obligations are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. He further argues that legal obligations are not simply a matter of coercion, but rather a matter of respect for the law. Hart believes that legal obligations are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. He argues that legal obligations are not simply a matter of coercion, but rather a matter of respect for the law. He further argues that legal obligations are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. Hart believes that legal obligations are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. He argues that legal obligations are not simply a matter of coercion, but rather a matter of respect for the law. Hart further argues that legal obligations are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. He believes that legal obligations are not simply a matter of coercion, but rather a matter of respect for the law. He argues that legal obligations are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. Hart believes that legal obligations are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. He further argues that legal obligations are not simply a matter of coercion, but rather a matter of respect for the law. Main idea number 15. The nature of legal principles. Hart argues that legal principles are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. H.L.A. Hart argues that legal principles are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. He believes that legal principles are not simply a set of rules that are imposed on society, but rather that they are based on the recognition of the law by the society. This recognition is based on the idea that the law is a set of rules that are necessary for the functioning of society, and that they should be respected and followed. Hart argues that legal principles are not simply a set of rules that are imposed on society, but rather that they are based on the recognition of the law by the society. He believes that legal principles should be respected and followed, as they are necessary for the functioning of society. Hart also argues that legal principles should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. He believes that legal principles should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. He argues that legal principles should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. He believes that legal principles should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. Hart also argues that legal principles should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. He believes that legal principles should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. He argues that legal principles should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. He believes that legal principles should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. Hart's view of legal principles is that they should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. He believes that legal principles should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. He argues that legal principles should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. He believes that legal principles should be seen as a set of values that are shared by the society, and that they should be respected and followed. Main idea number 16. The nature of legal institutions. Hart argues that legal institutions are necessary in order to ensure that the law is applied properly and consistently. Hart argues that legal institutions are necessary in order to ensure that the law is applied properly and consistently. He explains that legal institutions are the structures and processes that are used to create, interpret, and enforce the law. These institutions include courts, legislatures, and administrative agencies. Hart argues that these institutions are necessary because they provide a framework for the application of the law. Without them, the law would be applied in an arbitrary and inconsistent manner. Hart also argues that legal institutions are necessary in order to ensure that the law is applied in a fair and just manner. He explains that legal institutions provide a system of checks and balances that ensure that the law is applied in a way that is consistent with the values and principles of the society. This system of checks and balances also ensures that the law is applied in a way that is fair to all parties involved. Finally, Hart argues that legal institutions are necessary in order to ensure that the law is applied in a way that is consistent with the rule of law. He explains that legal institutions provide a system of rules and procedures that ensure that the law is applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of justice and fairness. This system of rules and procedures also ensures that the law is applied in a way that is consistent with the rule of law. Main idea number 17. The nature of legal systems. Hart argues that legal systems are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. H.L.A. Hart argues that legal systems are based on the recognition of the law by the society, and that they should be respected. He states that the law is a set of rules that are accepted by the society, and that it is the duty of the state to enforce these rules. He further argues that the law should be seen as a system of rules that are binding on all members of the society, and that it should be respected and obeyed. He believes that the law should be seen as a source of order and stability, and that it should be used to protect the rights of individuals and to promote justice. He also believes that the law should be seen as a means of resolving disputes and of providing a framework for the orderly functioning of society. Hart also argues that the law should be seen as a source of morality, and that it should be used to promote the common good. He believes that the law should be used to protect the rights of individuals, and to promote justice and fairness. He also believes that the law should be used to promote the public interest, and to ensure that the interests of all members of society are taken into account. He further argues that the law should be seen as a means of protecting the rights of individuals, and of promoting the common good. Finally, Hart argues that the law should be seen as a source of social cohesion, and that it should be used to promote the unity and solidarity of the society. He believes that the law should be used to promote the common good, and to ensure that the interests of all members of society are taken into account. He also believes that the law should be used to promote the public interest, and to ensure that the interests of all members of society are taken into account. Main idea number 18. The nature of legal theory. Hart argues that legal theory is necessary in order to understand the nature of law and its application. Hart argues that legal theory is necessary in order to understand the nature of law and its application. He believes that legal theory is a form of analytical inquiry that seeks to explain the nature of law and its relationship to other social phenomena. Legal theory is not a set of rules or principles, but rather a set of analytical tools that can be used to examine the nature of law and its application. Hart believes that legal theory is essential for understanding the nature of law and its application in society. He argues that legal theory can help us to understand the nature of legal rules, the relationship between law and morality, and the role of law in society. Hart also argues that legal theory can help us to understand the nature of legal reasoning and the role of legal institutions in society. He believes that legal theory can help us to understand the nature of legal argumentation and the role of legal institutions in the development of law. He argues that legal theory can help us to understand the nature of legal interpretation and the role of legal institutions in the enforcement of law. Finally, Hart argues that legal theory can help us to understand the nature of legal change and the role of legal institutions in the evolution of law. In conclusion, Hart argues that legal theory is essential for understanding the nature of law and its application in society. He believes that legal theory can help us to understand the nature of legal rules, the relationship between law and morality, the role of legal institutions in the development of law, the nature of legal argumentation, the role of legal institutions in the enforcement of law, the nature of legal interpretation, and the role of legal institutions in the evolution of law. Thus, legal theory is an important tool for understanding the nature of law and its application in society. Main idea number 19. The nature of legal education. Hart argues that legal education is necessary in order to ensure that the law is applied properly and consistently. H.L.A. Hart argues that legal education is necessary in order to ensure that the law is applied properly and consistently. He believes that legal education is essential for the proper functioning of the legal system, as it provides the necessary knowledge and understanding of the law to those who are responsible for its application. Legal education also helps to ensure that the law is applied in a fair and impartial manner, as it provides the necessary training and guidance to those who are responsible for its application. Furthermore, legal education helps to ensure that the law is applied in a consistent manner, as it provides the necessary guidance and instruction to those who are responsible for its application. Hart also argues that legal education is important for the development of the legal system, as it provides the necessary knowledge and understanding of the law to those who are responsible for its development. Legal education helps to ensure that the law is developed in a fair and impartial manner, as it provides the necessary training and guidance to those who are responsible for its development. Furthermore, legal education helps to ensure that the law is developed in a consistent manner, as it provides the necessary guidance and instruction to those who are responsible for its development. Finally, Hart argues that legal education is important for the maintenance of the legal system, as it provides the necessary knowledge and understanding of the law to those who are responsible for its maintenance. Legal education helps to ensure that the law is maintained in a fair and impartial manner, as it provides the necessary training and guidance to those who are responsible for its maintenance. Furthermore, legal education helps to ensure that the law is maintained in a consistent manner, as it provides the necessary guidance and instruction to those who are responsible for its maintenance. Main idea number 20. The nature of legal practice. Hart argues that legal practice is necessary in order to ensure that the law is applied properly and consistently. Hart argues that legal practice is necessary in order to ensure that the law is applied properly and consistently. He states that legal practice is a form of social engineering, in which lawyers use their knowledge of the law to shape the outcomes of legal disputes. He further argues that legal practice is an essential part of the legal system, as it helps to ensure that the law is applied in a fair and just manner. Hart also argues that legal practice is a form of art, as lawyers must use their skills and knowledge to craft legal arguments that are persuasive and effective. Finally, Hart argues that legal practice is a form of public service, as lawyers are responsible for ensuring that the law is applied in a way that is beneficial to society. Hart's view of legal practice is based on the idea that the law is a complex and ever-changing system. He argues that lawyers must be able to interpret and apply the law in a way that is consistent with its underlying principles. He further argues that legal practice is a form of problem-solving, as lawyers must be able to identify the legal issues at stake in a dispute and craft legal arguments that are persuasive and effective. Finally, Hart argues that legal practice is a form of public service, as lawyers are responsible for ensuring that the law is applied in a way that is beneficial to society.